Good morning. This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Most of us enjoy living in the Four Corners area because we get to enjoy many days of clear skies and sunshine. But exposure to the UV radiation from the sun also brings the danger of skin cancer. One in five adults will have some type of skin cancer during their lifetime, making it the most common type of cancer, outranking breast, prostate, lung, and colon cancer. The overwhelming majority of skin cancers are caused by sun exposure, but the good news is that skin cancer is very preventable by using simple measures when we are out enjoying the sunshine. Joining me in the studio this morning is Dr. Jill Schenck. She's a family physician with Southwest Memorial Physicians here in Cortez. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I was surprised at the stats, the number of people and how common skin cancer is. It's really serious stuff.
It is, and you're absolutely right. I was surprised when I was doing research for the recent article in the newspaper that one in five Americans are going to get some kind of skin cancer, and how common it is. More common than breast cancer, more common than colon cancer, pancreas, all of those combined. And it's a huge area of public health that if we can prevent it, not only can we improve people's lives, but we can actually save huge amount of money in this country that we're paying for services to treat all these skin cancers.
Well, what does skin cancer look like? I mean, what should people be looking for?
There are three main varieties of skin cancer. You have a basal cell skin cancer, which is the most common, and that kind of looks like a little bump that might not heal. It might bleed, have extra blood vessels, be kind of crusty or rolled. Usually those start out pretty small, and very frequently they're on the face. Squamous cell cancer is our next most common skin cancer, and it's more of a sort of a flat crusty is the best thing I can describe for it, and it just never ever heals up. Some people think they have a scab, some people think they have dry skin, and it just never quite goes away, and slowly over time it gets bigger. And the last type of skin cancer, which is the most deadly, is melanoma, and that's that classic dark mole that doesn't look right. It just looks strange. The borders are irregular. It's growing. It just popped up out of nowhere. Sometimes it feels funny. It has kind of strange nerve endings in it. And those are the ones we actually worry about the very most, because if you catch them early, it's almost 100% cure. If you get them past that stage one into the lymphatic system, that survival rate drops quickly. So we really want to pick up on those early.
Well, so at what point do people need to call the doctor? What when they see maybe some crusty skin, should they just call the doctor immediately and have it looked at?
Yeah, so my rule of thumb is if you've had something that looks like kind of a sore or a strange crusty area and it hasn't healed in a month, have your doctor look at it and just make sure it's okay. I wouldn't let it go a lot longer than that, because it's so easy to fix these things in their early stages rather than wait until they get big enough to where we have to cut them out.
What about when we get a sunburn? Mm-hmm. I mean, many of us experience when we've either forgot to put on some sunscreen or we're out a little too longer than, longer than we wanted to be. Is a sunburn directly related to a higher incidence of getting skin cancer?
Absolutely. And when I was doing that research, I was surprised by the numbers. We all kind of know that sunburns are bad and they increase skin cancer, but the extent is really pretty staggering. If you have had more than five sunburns in your life, and I think most of us probably have,
sure,
your risk for melanoma, which is the really bad, deadly kind of skin cancer, doubles.
Wow.
Which I think is a huge number. I mean, that's scary. And 90% of all skin cancers are directly attributed to UV light and the damage that occurs from the sun.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Dr. Jill Schenck. She's a family physician with Southwest Memorial Physicians, and we're talking about skin cancer. Jill, how much does the natural color of your skin or genetics play into this in terms of your susceptibility to skin cancer?
Well, of course, there is some variability. If you think about who lives on the equator in Africa, those folks have extremely dark skin. That's a natural defense that's occurred over the millions of years of evolution, that they basically are protected with that extra layer of pigment on their skin. Now, that's not to say those folks can't get skin cancers. They can, and oddly enough, it's harder to pick them up on folks with darker skin because they do have that pigmentation. Obviously, if you don't have the pigmentation, if you're more European or Irish descent, very pale skin, the burns are faster, the damage is stronger, and you can have that cancer-producing change occurring in the skin much quicker in those populations.
So if you're pretty fair-skinned, how much exposure is too much for you?
Yeah.
I mean, do you need to be like putting on sunscreen every day regardless
yes.
of how long you're out?
Yes. And my rule of thumb is if you're out in the sun between 10 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon for more than 5 minutes, you need sunscreen on. And really even more important for kids because their skin has less defenses than we do as adults. But at least 10 to 4, put something on.
And let's talk a little bit about sunscreen. I know there are some concerns about sunscreen, and there have been some studies that have come out that have said, you know, sunscreen has some ingredients that may not be so good for you. How do we balance that versus this danger of skin cancer?
So I've kind of done a little bit of research on it. I have not seen any great studies that prove that suntan lotion or sunscreen will cause cancer. What I can tell you for sure is that UV light, UVA and UVB, is a proven carcinogen. And it's interesting when you think about like tanning beds, for example, that is the UV light produced in the tanning beds falls under a category of like tobacco and carcinogens and all these, you know, industrial chemicals that we know are horrible for us, but it's sort of like available for everybody to pay money and get cancer.
So are you, let me just get this straight. So are you saying that going to a tanning bed is comparable to smoking in terms of your cancer
rate? It is such a known carcinogen. Here we go. One session in the tanning bed increases your risk of developing a squamous cell cancer by 70%.
Wow.
So just one session. I was amazed by that. Indoor tanners will have a 70% increased risk of basal cell cancers. I mean, it's huge. And the fact that we pay money to get this cancer is sort of amazing to me from a financial point of view.
For pure vanity reasons.
Yeah.
Well, what about some of us who say, you know, we want that summer tan. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to go out and we want to have that brown, lovely skin. Is there a way to tan safely? Is that okay?
Use the fake tanners. So my rule of thumb is I tell patients, look on your body for a place that has never seen the sun, okay? And I don't have to tell me what that is, Tom. I don't want to know. But find the place on your body that has never seen the sun. That is the color your skin should be. And anything beyond that, anything darker than that, is essentially causing damage to your skin.
This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning we're talking about skin cancer, how to prevent skin cancer, and we're going to continue our conversation in just a moment. My guest this morning is Dr. Jill Shank. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I'm talking with Dr. Jill Shank, a family physician here with Southwest Memorial Physicians. We're talking about skin cancer this morning. And Jill, let's talk a little bit more about prevention. We talked a little bit about sunscreen. What are some other things that people can do to make sure they're preventing getting skin cancer?
The big thing is covering up. So if you're going to be outside doing yard work or gardening, make sure you have a big hat on, that you're wearing your long sleeves and long pants. That's really important. If you just can't stand to have the long sleeves on, you have to wear a short sleeve, at least put that sunscreen on and cover it. And if you can do some activities, you know, outside of the hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., do it. You're going to get a lot less sun exposure. You can still enjoy being outside, but you don't do quite the damage to your skin.
Does UV radiation go through clothing, or is it basically blocked entirely?
Most of it will be blocked. There's two types of UV radiation, UVA and UVB. UVA is what tends to cause the surface changes on our skin, and UVB goes deeper. And so that's what will penetrate the clothing and go into the deeper layers and cause those kind of deeper wrinkles and some DNA changes, mutations in the skin that can cause cancer.
wrinkles is definitely something that skin exposure can cause. What are some other things maybe that aren't cancerous about exposure to UV that can be a concern for people?
A lot of people don't enjoy finding that they have crow's feet or wrinkles or, you know, things like that that develop maybe prematurely. One of the other interesting statistics is more than 90% of visible changes on our skin as part of the aging process is directly attributed to sun exposure. And so if you start using sunscreen under age 55 regularly, you can actually slow that process down and have much better looking skin, but also healthier skin as time goes on.
This is the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Dr. Jill Schenck, and we're talking about skin cancer this morning. You know, one thing that hearing that one in five adults will get skin cancer, you'd think that, oh my God, you'd think you'd hear about this more.
Right.
But it sounds like because it's on the outside of our bodies, we see it sooner. We can treat it sooner. We talked earlier about a little bit about what to look for, but what about treatment? What does treatment look like when you have been diagnosed with skin cancer?
Yeah, so it depends on the type of cancer. And before I get into that, if I can, just let me describe what it costs to treat the skin cancers
Sure.
in this country right now. For melanoma, which is the kind of cancer that you have to cut out and treat sometimes with chemotherapy or radiation, that's costing our country $250 million a year to treat it. The other skin cancer types, they start reaching into the billions of dollars to treat. So it's no joke what it costs, and it's no joke what we can save if we can prevent it. Now, as far as the different types of skin cancer and how we treat those, we talked about basal cell cancer, which is the most common, that looks kind of like an ulcer that might be crusty, might bleed. Oftentimes, if I catch those early, I can just freeze them off. Which is much better than cutting.
Is that almost like what you do treatment for, like a wart?
Kind of like with a wart. We use super cold stuff like the Compound W over the counter. Just not strong enough for what we use. So
right.
We get in there, by golly, and get it out of there. So I use liquid nitrogen, and I concentrate it right over the abnormal skin. So it blisters up, sloughs off, and then hopefully you have fresh skin underneath. We can treat squamous cell cancers the same way, but they become a little more invasive. And so often, if they don't get fixed with the freezing, we have to go cut them out. And then melanomas, you never, ever, ever want to freeze any kind of pigmented mole at all, because if it is melanoma, you've missed your opportunity to cure the person of the cancer. Those not only have to be cut out, but they have to be cut out widely. So you're taking a big chunk out of somebody to really clear them of that cancer and try to make sure it hasn't got into the lymph system.
And that can probably lead to not so nice looking, you know, you don't recover from that, I'm assuming. It doesn't look good afterwards.
You definitely have a scar. The thing with melanoma, if you have something that's like the diameter of an eraser or a ballpoint pen, you can pretty much cure that 98% of the time by removing it. If it gets a little bigger and just a little deeper, we're talking millimeters, then your rates of survival at 5 years falls to 60%. If it gets into your other organs, 15%. So it's a really big deal to catch it early.
Yeah, as with any cancer, really.
Absolutely.
Is there somewhere that people can go to get more information? Or if they have concerns, obviously they need to go see a doctor. But is there some place that people can find some more resource around this?
Yeah, the first place I tell people to talk to is their own physicians, because they're going to know them best. They're going to know their history. And most of the primary physicians, especially in this area, because we cover so much territory in terms of medical care, most of the physicians can do skin checks and initial care for these things. Other resources, familydoctor.org is surprisingly good when it comes to pictures and treatment guidelines and surveillance guidelines in terms of skin cancer. The American Cancer Society and the American Academy of Dermatology are also great resources.
All right. Jill, thank you so much for coming in. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You've been listening to the Wednesday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and my guest this morning has been Dr. Jill Schenck, a family physician with Southwest Memorial Physicians, and we've been talking about skin cancer this morning.